نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد، دي سبليكيشنز taught by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam for all occasions are easy, simple. They are easy to learn and simple to practice, but they consist of so many benefits that a person cannot comprehend. What we need to do is to first understand the background of these supplications. The background of these supplications is, these supplications were revealed to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because wahy is of two types. One is wahy matlu, the second is wahy ghayru matlu. One is the Quran. The Quran upon the recitation of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards His servant. Quran is wahyu matlu. Quran is a revelation, the recitation of which has been proclaimed as worship, as devotion. And the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam are wahyu ghayru matlu. That means the mere reading and reciting of the ahadith is not ibadah. It is not a decreed ibadah. When a person reads ahadith so that he is able to understand deen and he is able to follow the deen, when he reads the ahadith to teach students, when a person reads ahadith to teach his students, so to learn something and to teach something, when a person reads ahadith, he will acquire reward for learning and teaching. But mere recitation, that a person begins from Suratul Fatiha and he recites Suratul Fatiha, he recites Suratul Baqarah, he recites Surah Ali Imran until the end of the Quran, whether he understands a single word or not, it will be classed as ibadah and he will be rewarded. It is not the same for a hadith, that a person can pick up Bukhari Sharif and without understanding, if he was to read from beginning till the end, it will be classed as ibadah. For every word he will be given reward. So Quran is wahyu matlu. It was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person was to recite it, it will be classed as ibadah. And the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were also revelations from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in his own words, explain to the Ummah what was revealed upon his heart by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is wahiyu ghayru matlu, ahadith. So the background of the Masnoon supplications is that they were not made by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. They were taught directly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no one who is more aware of the situations of the human beings. For example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited a particular dua when bidding someone farewell. And that supplication has become masnoon supplication. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that this supplication will become masnoon. And anyone who will travel until the day of Qiyamah, whenever his Muslim brother or his relative will want to bid him farewell and make dua for the traveling person, he will use these words, following in the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also knew the circumstances and the situations of each and every person that will travel until the day of Qiyamah. So he told his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the dua with such wordings that will apply to the situations and the circumstances of every traveler until the day of Qiyamah. So it's not a human or a scholar or a maulana or an alim or a pious person teaching somebody a particular dua at the time of traveling. No, this was taught by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in every situation, it should be the belief of every believer that there can be no better supplication than this for this particular occasion, for this particular situation. So we have to understand the background so that the reverence for these Masnoon supplications are embedded in our hearts. And then we should have this yaqeen, this faith, that there can be no better supplication than this for this occasion. And if the most intelligent of the people will try to form a new supplication for any particular occasion or situation, he will not be able to match his dua with the dua taught by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This is also a sign of the prophethood of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what we need to do is to try and learn as many supplications taught by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as possible. And whenever the occasion or the situation arises, then we should supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through these blessed supplications. When bidding somebody farewell, there are two supplications taught by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. One is astawdi'uka Allah alladhi la tadhi'u wada'i'uhu. Astawdi'uka Allah alladhi la tadhi'u wada'i'uhu. I entrust you to Allah. You are traveling, you are going on a journey. So I entrust you to Allah. That means I give you as trust to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I give you in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I entrust you to Allah, who does not allow that to be destroyed which has been entrusted to him. He does not allow that to go to waste which has been entrusted to him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who does not let that item go to waste, who does not let that item perish, who does not let that item be destroyed which is entrusted to him. And I am entrusting you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so inshallah you will return safely. And the second dua is أَسْتَوْدِئُ اللَّهَ دِينَكَ وَأَمَانَتَكَ وَخَوَاتِيمَ أَمَلِكَ. I entrust to Allah your religion. That means I give your deen, your religion as trust to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I entrust to Allah your deen, your belongings and the final actions of your life. That means I entrust you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I give you in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I give all your belongings to the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you are to pass away during this journey, if death is decreed for you during this journey, then I entrust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the final actions of your life. That means, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you from doing anything against deen during the final moments of your life. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look after you, protect you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you do good things and the right things during the final moments of your life, so that you depart from this world as the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a complete Muslim, as a complete believer. Such beautiful du'as. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught Hazrat Jubair ibn Mut'im radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to recite 5 surahs. Before traveling, Surah Kafirun, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينِ. And then Surah Fath, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ, not إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا. And thereafter Surah Ikhlas, thereafter Surah Falaq, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقْ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. So the final a few surahs from the glorious Quran, except for Tabbat Yada Abi Lahab, from Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun to Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas, except for Tabbat Yada Abi Lahab. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the reciter should commence every surah with Bismillah. So Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Idha Ja'a Nasrullahi Wal Fath, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas, and end the recitation with another Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that whoever will recite this, then such a person will be in a better condition than his fellow travelers, and he will have more provisions than them. That means his journey will be full of barakah, inshallah. So when setting out on a journey, one should try to recite these five surahs also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to try and learn as many teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as possible. Supplications, masnoon supplications, they are also teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are part of seerah. They are part of sunnah. Sunnah is the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whenever we are told that hold fast to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, implement sunnats in your life, bring sunnats in your life, bring sunnat in your life. That means bring the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your life. Be those teaching faraid, be those teachings wajibat, be those teachings sunan muakkada, be those teachings sunan ghair muakkada, be those teachings mustahabbat, be those teachings optional, be those teachings salat, be those teachings spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking after the poor, constructing masajid, helping madaris, be those teachings masnoon supplications, be those teachings recitation of the Quran, be those teachings adab and etiquettes of various things. Let us try to learn the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as much as possible, and after learning them, let us try to implement them in our lives, and let us try to become a sample of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a model of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a copy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a duplicate of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we will do this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love us, He will make us His beloved, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive our shortcomings. In kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say that if you truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then prove your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by following in my footsteps. And here, the commentators of the Quran have said that these two verses that were revealed are directed to the idolaters of Makkah Mukarrama and the Ahle Kitab, the Yahud and the Nasara. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is first and foremost speaking to them, the idolaters of Makkah Mukarrama, the Ahle Kitab, the Yahud and the Nasara. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say to them that you are all claiming to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Nasara said, Nahnu nabudu Isa wa ummahu mahabbatan lillah. Because we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we worship Isa and Maryam. And the Yahud during the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Nahnu abna'ullahi wa ahibba'u. We do not only love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the idolaters of Makkah Mukarrama said, Ma na'buduhum illa liyuqarribuna ilayhi. Illa liyuqarribuna ilallahi zulfa. So we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we want to acquire His attention and proximity. And in order to acquire His proximity, His attention, His love, we worship these idols. So the commentators of the Quran have said that these verses were revealed. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wallahu ghafurur rahim qul atii'u Allah wa ar-rasul fa in tawallaw fa inna Allah la yuhibbul kafirin. These two verses were revealed answering the claims of these three categories of people. So here, follow in my footsteps. Following the sunnah. Sunnah here is accepting iman. So sunnah is the way of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from accepting iman to carrying out the faraiz, carrying out the wajibat, carrying out the sunan, carrying out the mustahabbat, and carrying out the nawafil. So Allah is saying, Fattabi'uni. If you are truthful in your claim that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then prove it. Prove it by leaving everything aside and follow in my footsteps. Follow in my footsteps by accepting iman first. And if you will do that, yuhibbukumullah. Not only will you be truthful in your claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make you His beloved. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى will forgive your sins. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ and Allah is all forgiving, all merciful. قُلْ أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ and say to all of them and the people to come until the day of Qiyamah that obey Allah and obey the Rasul of Allah. أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا if you turn your faces away from the obedience of Allah and His Rasul, then you will become disbelievers. قُلَتِيُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولُ فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا if you disobey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will become disbelievers. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love those people who are disbelievers, who disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us try to learn the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and try to carry out these teachings. Those of us who are carrying out only the faraiz and only the wajibat, we should not look down upon the sunan and the mustahabbat. No, we should try to decorate and adorn our lives with the sunan and the mustahabbat also. And those of us who are particular regarding the sunan and the mustahabbat, but are not very particular in regard to the faraiz, the wajibat, or abstaining from haram and makruhat tahrimiya, then we should not remain confined to only the sunan and the mustahabbat. We should think to ourselves that alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me the tawfiq to adorn my life with the sunan and the mustahabbat actions taught to us by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But more important than sunan and mustahabbat are the faraid and the wajibat. So I should hold on to this sunan and this mustahabbat, which are a blessings for me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I should try my utmost to carry out the faraid and the wajibat also. So those who are carrying out the faraid and the wajibat, they should not confine themselves only to faraid and wajibat. They should progress to sunan muakkada, then to sunan ghair muakkada, and then to mustahabbat, and then further to nawafil. And those people who are very, very particular in regard to the sunan muakkada and sunan ghair muakkada and the day-to-day sunnats, the day-to-day mustahabbat adab, and also many nawafil, they should not confine themselves to these ibadat only. They need to convince themselves that faraid and the wajibat are more important. Abstaining from haram and abstaining from makruhat tahrimiya is more important. And alhamdulillah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been kind to me and I am particular in regard to those aspects of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which are not compulsory for me, then I should be even more careful regarding those actions of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which are compulsory. And those people who find in their lives sunan, mustahabbat, adab, but their lives are void of many faraiz, many wajibat, or they find that there are so many vices in their lives, for example, ghibat, backbiting, slandering, wrong use of the eyes, wrong use of the ears, wrong use of the tongue, adultery, fornication, consumption of alcohol, then they should not think to themselves that, oh, I am neglecting faraid, I am neglecting wajibat, I am not careful in regard to the faraid, in regard to the wajibat. So what's the point of sunan and mustahabbat? No. Sunan and mustahabbat are a blessing. Sunan and mustahabbat are a blessing. If a person has 1 pound coins in his pocket, and if he realizes that
I have only 1 pound coins in my pocket. There are so many people in the world who have 50 pound notes in their pocket. He will not throw away the 1 pound coins. He will feel happy that Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been kind to me, because there are so many people who neither have 50 pound notes in their pockets nor 1 pound coins. I Alhamdulillah have 1 pound coins, so let me strive and let me climb the ladder and let me try to work hard and acquire 5 pound notes and then 10 pound notes and then 20 pound notes and then 50 pound notes. So those of us who are very, very particular in regard to the fara'is, the wajibat, abstaining from haram and makruhati tahrimiya. There are many people who only carry out these things and then they say to themselves, oh, it's only sunnah, oh, it's only mustahab. No. Sunnah and mustahab are decorations. When it comes to our homes, we don't say that, oh, the wall is furs and the roof is furs, and the electricity and the heating is wajib, and Alhamdulillah, I have everything. I don't need carpet, I don't need wallpapers, I don't need to paint my house. We try to decorate our homes so that it becomes very beautiful, and a person feels more comfortable when it is decorated. So similarly, we need to adorn the building of our Islam, building of our Iman with faraiz, with wajibat, with sunan, mustahabbat, adab and nawafid. And those of us who have been in neglect until now, and we were holding fast to so many sunan and adab, the day-to-day sunan and adab, but we find ourselves disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the medium of our eyes, through the medium of our ears, through the medium of our tongue, through so many other mediums we are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we should hold fast to those sunnats, those mustahabbat and those optional deeds. And on top of that, we should work our way up by carrying out the wajibat, the faraiz, abstaining from haram and abstaining from makruhati tahrimiya. And whenever we sleep, we are humans, we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is also the teaching of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that don't sin, don't make a mistake. And if you make a mistake, if you slip, if you sin, then use the ni'mat, use the blessing of tawbah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Every day we should make a point of reciting Durude Pak, Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as many times as possible. The minimum should be 300 times. And on Fridays, we should increase that quantity. And Friday begins on Thursday at Maghrib time, and it remains until Friday, Maghrib time. So make a target. Let us make a target of 1000 Durude Pak, inshallah. A minimum 1000, inshallah. And as I have mentioned already, try to learn the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam by reading reliable, authentic material, by listening to the talks of reliable, authentic ulama, and by adopting their company where possible. Learn, practice, and propagate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us, all our dear and near ones, and the whole ummah, the khair of this world and the khair of the hereafter. Afiyat of this world and the afiyat of the hereafter. Happiness of this world and the happiness of the hereafter. Success of this world and the success of the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all and the whole ummah safety from all afflictions. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove coronavirus from the surface of this earth. And may Allah grant cure to the sick. May Allah grant safety and comfort to the afflicted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant
husn-e khatima and good departure for those who are nearing their death and death is decreed for them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the deceased maghfirat, rahmat and jannatul firdaus. And may Allah grant us all the tawfiq to strive to acquire His pleasure. And may Allah grant us the tawfiq to continue to strive for His pleasure. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.